You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Giving versus getting. Years ago, Michael Jr. was a struggling comedian looking for a breakthrough. He had been working on his craft for years, all in the pursuit of getting more and more laughs out of his audience. As his comedy act grew, so did his desire for more laughs. And at the end of every show, he was still left wanting more. Until one day he had a shift in his way of thinking. What if he stopped trying to get more laughs? He realized this approach was unfulfilling and leading him nowhere. So what if he started trying to give people the opportunity to laugh instead? This shift in his way of thinking led to a shift in his heart. He was reconnecting with his why, that is, his purpose for being in comedy. It wasn't supposed to be about what he got. It was supposed to be about what he gave. The result? People started to laugh more. His comedy act started to change lives. He started to experience new levels of fulfillment, and his career exploded. Maybe when you first got into coaching, you were looking to get more out of your players so you could get more wins and more trophies. But I think most people get into coaching because they want to give their players an opportunity to be transformed. However, somewhere along that journey, it can start to become about the external validation of others. In that drive for more validation, we can really get caught up in what we are getting out of coaching. And the second coaching becomes more about what we're going to get, it becomes transactional. If we want to be transformational leaders, we need to focus on giving others what they need, not on getting what we want. A phrase you hear a lot to describe a good coach is that they can get a lot out of their players. This can seem like trivial semantics because I know coaches who are looking to get more out of their players can actually be trying to make a difference in their lives, but I love applying the intentionality of Michael Jr.'s language to coaching. Instead of working to get more out of our players, let's work to give them an opportunity to be transformed. I know many leaders are facing uncertainty and frustration, and I want to help people make the most of this year, to make the most of this time, to make it a season of growth. Also, I just find a lot of joy in writing and sharing my thoughts. That's why I started the Culture Builders Podcast so many years ago. If you've enjoyed it and you found the podcast to be valuable, please just take a minute to support it. First, support it by sending it to a friend or a colleague and just encouraging them to check it out. Also, you can just leave us a review on most podcast platforms. That takes no more than 30 seconds. Thank you for your support.